So learning Masechta Sukkah in Rabbi Liebowitz Shul is a project that they do the Yom of the Day to finish Sukkah by Sukkis. And there's a very interesting story that the Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Beis tells about the Machlokes concerning the Sukkah decorations. The Machlokes Amoraim, if you have Sukkah decorations that are divided from the Schach more than four Tvachim, so what are you supposed to do in terms of sitting underneath those decorations? Are those decorations an interruption between you and the Schach? Or no, we say that they're considered batel to the Schach, even though they're more than four Tvachim separated from the Schach. This is a machlokes. On one hand, you have Rav Nachman, who says that it's still kosher, and then you have Rav Chizda and Rav Abba Ravuna, who say it's possible. They say this is problematic, and you can't sit under such decorations. So There's a little story here that the Gemara tells. It says Rav Chizda v'Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikla'u b'bei Reish Galusa. So they were visiting the Reish Galusa. These are the two individuals who hold that if the decorations are four tefachim separated from the schach, that the sukkah is pasul. Agninu Rav Nachman b'sukkah shenoya muflagin mimenu arba tefachim. So what did he do? Rav Nachman put them up, and he put them in a sukkah that was specifically pasul l'shita sam. He slept them in a sukkah, or he had them eat in a sukkah where the decorations were more than four tefachim separated from the schach, which what they would say is a hefsik between the individual in the sukkah and the schach itself. And it says in Gemara, ishtiku v'lo amrle v'lo midi. They were silent. They didn't say anything to him. Amr lehu. So he said to them, hadur b'hu rabbanan mishmatayu. Did you go back on your shita? Meaning, do you no longer hold this way? So they answered back, amrle, anan shluchei mitzvah, anan uptur min asukkah. We are shluchei mitzvah. We're on our way to visit the Reish Galusa. And there's a concept of either to hear the shir, or give kavod at Torah, or chayav adam alahakbo pnei rabo beregel. Whatever the reason is that they were doing the mitzvah, they were considered putter from the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, and that's why they didn't have a problem sleeping or eating in such a sukkah. So this is a very strange story. Lechora, Rav Nachman had respect for his colleagues and realized that they had the right to argue with him, and yet, on the other hand, he decided that he was going to test their shita by putting them in such a sukkah. So on this Gemara, there's a lot of obvious shilas you can ask in terms of how we're supposed to treat our fellow Jews who may or may not agree with our opinions. I just wanted to go through two of them. Maybe we'll do one now and one next time. But the first one, they're both brought up in the Chashukei Chemed, but with the Nami, you can plug in whatever Metzias you want. But the first shaila is, he says, in terms of Hilchos Sukkah, let's say you have a fellow who wants to be machmir like the Shita of the Chazon Ish. This isn't a famous Shita of the Chazon Ish. It's in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Os Beis, where the Chazon Ish has a different definition of Maimid than most. Maimid means that, obviously, you're not allowed to use a Dover HaMakabel Tumah as your schach, but the chiddush of maimid, which generally speaking, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, but the accepted shita in the Rishonim is that it's only a chumra midrabanan, that you're not even allowed to hold up the schach with a davar hamakabel tuma. So, for example, if you have a sukkah, let's say, that has a metal frame. So metal is something that's makabel tuma. You can't rest the schach directly on that metal. That would be an isser of maimid. It's called ma'amidin schach bedavra makabel tuma, and that would be a psul lichadchila. Bidyevid, we paskin that if you violated maimid, it's still considered a kosher sukkah, but lichadchila we don't allow it. The Chazon Ish had a different definition of maimid. He held what is called nowadays maimid dimaimid, that it's even if it's a secondary thing that's holding up the schach. Meaning, what would we do to solve the problem of maimid in such a sukkah? We would take wooden boards or 2x4s, put them across the metal, and then we put the schach across the 2x4s. And that way, the schach would be held up by the wood, which is not makabel tumah, rather than the metal that is makabel tumah. That's the standard way to get around the problem of maimid. However, the Chazon Ish would say that's not acceptable because sach hakol, it's still being held up by the metal. And therefore, he required a sukkah that was completely the walls that are hold, or if you had a separate frame holding up the schach. The schach is completely being held up by a davar that's not makabel tumah. You couldn't have walls of the sukkah built in such a way that they are, in fact, makabel tumah. And if you go to B'nai Brak, I can only assume that most of the sukkahs follow this shita, as the Chazon Ish was the Mara D'Asra of sorts of the city of B'nai Brak, and therefore they usually try to follow his shitas whenever they can. So let's say you have a fellow who comes from Bnei Brak, and he holds that the sukkah that he wants to keep is the sukkah of Maimed de Maimed. He wants to keep a Chazon Ish sukkah. And in America, most of the sukkahs are not following those. Or even in Yerushalayim, most of the sukkahs are not following the Chumrah of the Chazon Ish. They're regular sukkahs that follow the regular dinim of Maimed. Right, and this is held up by the Shulchan Aruch. It's held up by the Rove of the Rishonim. It's held by the Magen Avraham and the Gra and many other great poskim. All hold that this is a completely kosher way to build a sukkah the way we do it. Now you have a fellow comes into your sukkah, and are you chayef to tell him, because he's not necessarily a bucky in construction, he might know the sukkah really well, but he doesn't necessarily know how the sukkah is built. Are you chayef to tell him that this sukkah is a sukkah of Maimed de Maimed? That was the way that Rav Zilberstein lays out the shayla in the Cheshukei Chemed in Sukkah Yud Amid Beis. So he quotes very interestingly from the Ramah in Yerideya, and he says that This is a case where a person, let me see if I can get the Lashon of the Ramah here. Misha noeg be'ezet dvar iser. If a person keeps a certain iser, mikoach shesover shedinu huhachi, he holds that this is the halacha. O mikoach chumer sheichmir al atzma, or he knows it's not the ikar halacha, but he wants to be machmir. Mutter lechol imacherim shenoeg in boheter. It's mutter for him to eat a meal together with those who treat this beheter. Devadei lo yachiluhu davar shunoeg bo iser. Certainly they're not going to feed him something that he holds is aser. And the shach in Sifkat and Ches, this is again Yoredei Kufyut Tes, Sifkat and Ches, he writes the following: Mishenoeg iser beizad davar machmesh esover shadin kein va'ochel bevayis mishematiro az ima iser nikar la oser muter la machil achila. So he says, well, it all depends. Not like the Ramah where he says that, oh, you can be so mech on the fact that they're not going to give you something that you hold as usher. No, it has to be something that you can see with your own eyes. The lo svirale, lo lechol. If he doesn't see it in such a way, he doesn't know, he should not eat there. Aval kasheino nikar iser usher. Right, so he says, but if he doesn't recognize the usher, then it is in fact usher to eat in such a surroundings, because he'll never know whether or not that was something that he could have eaten. And this is basically, Rav Zilberstein Paskins in such a circumstance that if it's visible to anybody who doesn't, you don't have to be a bucky in how to build sukkahs to see that the frame is made out of metal, and the schach is then being held up by a metal frame, even though the metal frame is then covered either by the cloth or by the wood that's not makabel tumah, and it's a kosher sukkah according to the Shulchan Aruch and Rove Poskim. So you can see with your own eyes that this is not a chazanish sukkah, and then you can make an educated decision whether or not you want to eat in such a sukkah. However, if this fellow, it's very hard to tell, or it's dark outside and the only lights are illuminating the table, or it's not so easy to see the construction of the sukkah, so then this guy can't just go into the sukkah and assume that the sukkah is good. According to the Ramah, he has the right to assume, obviously, if they know that this is his shita. Not if he keeps it to himself. If he made his host aware of the fact that he holds a Chazon Ish and he only wants to eat in such a sukkah, then according to the Ramah, he would have the right to eat in such a sukkah. But the Shach would say, no, the Ramah, the Shach would, I think the Ramah holds like him, that this only applies when it's visible and you can tell the difference. But not in a case where it's difficult to see. So therefore, you have to inform him verbally that this is the Metzias, and see what he have him make an educated decision from there.